in this new census data, one thing that we're finding is that the economic recovery is not reaching working communities. We're seeing that at least one in five New Yorkers are currently living in poverty. We're also seeing that most of the new jobs that have been added are low-wage sectors that are not lifting up working communities. And the third thing that we're really seeing is that there's even more economic disparity, even more economic inequality between the rich and the poor here across the five boroughs.
So the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
That's exactly right. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
And the racial divide is growing.
That's right. And we see that even more starkly in some boroughs across the city.
Let's run through the boroughs. Queens, Queens, I understand, is doing quite well.
Queens is doing quite well compared to the other five boroughs. I think one thing that's worth noting in Queens, though, is the high number of people that are working in small businesses and what a core part of the economy that is. And given some of the big economic development that's poised to hit Queens in the coming years, this could really shake up some of these core jobs that people in Queens rely on.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what we could see is if big box development is coming into Queens, for example, that would likely displace a lot of the small business that exists and is providing some of the stable jobs that Queens needs right now and some of what makes Queens a more equitable borough than the other boroughs.
Mm-hmm. What about the Bronx? The Bronx is still not doing very well.
That's right. The Bronx continues to have the highest level of poverty in New York City. One in three Bronx residents live under the federal poverty line at this time. And we're just not seeing changes in a positive direction for the Bronx. We're not seeing much of the economic recovery thus far in New York hitting the Bronx.
So 50% of those living in the Bronx are living below the poverty level.
That's exactly right.
That's $5,742 per year to live on for an individual?
That's right. So that's over 180,000 residents of the Bronx that are living below the poverty level.
So the Bronx is doing badly. And Brooklyn is poor?
That's right. Poverty remains stubbornly high in Brooklyn. If you look at the poverty rates since 2011, they continue to be very troubling. And Brooklyn is now the second most expensive city. Brooklyn is now the second most expensive borough in the city. So we're seeing a divergence between poverty rates increasing and the cost of living continuing to increase in that borough, which makes it extremely hard for working people.
So how many people, approximately how many people live in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn's about 2.8 million people, and we're seeing that well over 300,000 households right now earning below $25,000 per year, which, of course, is not at all what it would take to survive in Brooklyn.
And the median household income is what now, $49,000?
That's correct.
And then you have Staten Island. Now, Staten Island's a different entity, isn't it?
That's right. In Staten Island, we saw that Asian and Black households saw the largest increase in household income. But we also saw that the white population in Staten Island is starting to decrease, while many people in the immigrant population, Latino, Black, and Asian population, is increasing. So there's big demographic changes that are happening in Staten Island right now.
Is there also a change in terms of the businesses that are being set up there? Are they small businesses as well?
You know, that is unknown, but I think like Queens, Staten Island is the eye for a lot of future development, particularly along the harbor and port area. So Staten Island will likely be a borough that's in flux for the coming decade.
Mm-hmm. Now, politicians are always coming to the borough of Manhattan to raise money. Why is that?
They go where the money is. Manhattan is now has the dubious title of being the most unequal of all the five boroughs and one of the most unequal places in the United States. Moreover, we've seen that the difference between household or income earnings in white households versus Latino and Black households is diverging even more, where Latino and Black households earn just one-third of what white households earn.
And Asian households?
Asian households are earning just one-half.
One-half. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I mean, I think we're just beginning to look more into these numbers and try to figure that question out, although I think, you know, most New Yorkers could look around and see that, you know, over the last 10 years, particularly the Bloomberg years and development that Manhattan's seen. We've seen an explosion of developments that have catered to folks of higher income, a drastic decrease in affordable housing, and a focus really on supporting Wall Street and the financial sector, which, despite what people may say, it just has not trickled down into shared prosperity for all New Yorkers. So in essence, we have seen an investment in the 1% and a real loss for the 99% in Manhattan.
And there are certain trends that you're seeing through the data. New Yorkers are getting discouraged looking for jobs. They're dropping out of the job market or the job market search.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So even while we're starting to pick up some jobs right now, more and more New Yorkers are dropping out of the job market right now and not looking. And of course, those folks would not be factored into the unemployment numbers that we look at, since that's not part of the calculation.
There's an increase in low-income jobs. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so what we're seeing here in the city, while we're picking up jobs on Wall Street, we're also picking up jobs in some of the service sector, in the home care sector, and to some degree in the hospitality sector. Most of these jobs all fall below the poverty line, so it's very troubling that as the economy grows, we're also seeing an economy growing that's more and more unequal for New Yorkers. I mean, to give you a more specific example, we can anticipate the need for over 50,000 home care jobs in the five boroughs as the aging population continues to grow and the need for elder care increases. Most of these jobs are poverty wage jobs, and it's really critical that we focus, I think, on home care, service sector, and other growing sectors here in New York to make sure these are living wage jobs, not poverty wage jobs.
That's very important. How do we do that?
Well, I mean, I think there's a number of ways to approach this. Of course, our organization supports worker organizing, and I think we've seen breakthroughs with some of the home care workers in SEIU 1199 who've really been able to improve those jobs through union organizing. I would say the other side of this, though, is really the city is going to have to really address these sectors in the coming years. Next year, we'll have our city elections, and really so much power rests in the mayor and the mayor's economic development corporation here in the city, that it's our opinion that there's specific policies that they could be taking on to really make sure we're creating good jobs.